You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, thank you for spending some time with us on the program today. There's an epidemic of violence in our country today, and every time another mass shooting occurs, the media and politicians erupt into another volatile debate over the causes and the solutions. Our guest on today's This Week in America is mental health professional Jim Gardner, Ph.D., author of Stopping America's Violence Epidemic. He says based on his 40 years of experience that the basic underlying cause of violence is anger, often aggravated by painful feelings of grief. In his book, he presents a highly effective faith-based way for resolving feelings of anger and grief that he has used for the last 18 years. He's seen hundreds of people release their feelings and overcome violent impulses and thoughts. Dr. Jim Gardner, author of Stopping America's Violence Epidemic, How the Church Can Save America, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Gardner, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
You know, I mentioned over 40 years' experience in doing therapy with violent people. In the book, you talk about the underlying causes of violence. What do you believe those underlying causes of violence are?
Well, number one, I believe that the most basic underlying emotional cause of violence is anger. Now, that's probably assumed by most people that there's anger, but I think it's very important to establish that because it is the underlying anger that people experience that they carry around with them that, number one, is what leads to violence. And I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of violent people in prisons and in I was the director of two violent sexual predator programs, and there's massive amounts of anger that they have. And so over the years, I tried through my training to use anger management, cognitive therapies, and various things to help people with anger, and I was very unsuccessful. So I found, first of all, they had a lot of anger, and then secondly, what I found is there's oftentimes some very significant loss, and so they're going through grief. And whenever they experience that painful grief, in addition to the anger, that's often what triggers off a violent episode.
You know, you mentioned being on the front line. This is not some theory that you're coming across developing from afar. You were actually there and dealing with violent people. The book is Stopping America's Violence Epidemic, How the Church Can Save America by Dr. Jim Gardner. You state in the book that traditional counseling approaches, anger management, grief counseling, have not really been effective in helping people resolve feelings of grief and anger. Talk about that and how you got to that conclusion.
Well, as I've just mentioned, I, for 25 years actually, worked in a lot of secular organizations, prisons, and various settings and drug programs, and had an opportunity to try my best, try my hardest using the traditional approaches that I learned in college. And after years and years of experience, I just saw that what I was doing wasn't effective. I saw that the anger management classes didn't help people significantly. I saw that the cognitive therapy I was doing wasn't really helping people. And then after 25 years of doing that, I attended a seminar that was conducted by a pastoral counselor. And he talked about a new approach that I had never been exposed to. And it was a faith-based approach. And as I began to use it, I was amazed to see that people with lots of anger were able to eliminate the anger and remove it. And so that got me excited as I began to see that it was actually something that worked that I had not learned in my professional training.
What was that like for you, that moment when you realize what I'm just learning, this new approach, is working? I can actually see results after years where you had to be frustrated because you really didn't feel like what you were doing was being effective. You weren't getting the results you wanted. Now suddenly you see sort of that light bulb go off and I'm making an impact in these people's lives. What was that like for you?
It was very exciting. Honestly, it was just life-changing. As I began to use this new approach and I saw that people were rapidly able to eliminate their anger and to resolve it, anger they'd had from childhood in most cases. It was very, very exciting, and not just anger, but grief also. From my previous 25 years of experience, I had never seen a person who was deeply grieving to get rid of that grief completely. But as I began to use this new approach, I saw people that got rid of grief that they'd had a few weeks in some cases, sometimes 50 years. And so it's very exciting to see that. And it just, it changed everything. I just couldn't do the old therapy that I used to do when I knew how ineffective that was for 25 years. But it was very exciting.
Dr. Jim Gardner, our guest on This Week in America. His book is Stopping America's Violence Epidemic, How the Church Can Save America. His website is treatingpain.com. Book, of course, available Amazon, the usual places. You'll get information on Dr. Gardner and his book at his website, treatingpain.com. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Gardner's website and get information. How can a person with anger, if they want to get rid of anger, what's the best way to approach that? Because so many people are carrying around, maybe they don't even realize it, this anger that's just been building up over the years.
Well, let me give you a real example. And I want to preface it first by saying that I spent 25 years using anger management and cognitive therapy to try to help people with anger. And I just found that they didn't work. They're very ineffective. But when I learned this new approach, it's a faith-based approach that I learned to use that was extremely effective. And a good example of that is a man that came to me recently that he wanted help with his anger and his depression and some drinking and marital problems. And he told me this all started about 2 years ago when his wife had an affair with a neighbor man. And she left him for a weekend, and then she just minimized it. She lied about it. She would never tell him where she was going and who she was with, and she gave him a cold shoulder. And for the last 2 years, he said, I tore her down to make her feel my pain. He said, I just can't forgive her. So I asked him if he could get rid of that anger, would he like to, and he said yes. So we made a list of 10 reasons for his anger toward his wife. And then I led him in a prayer, and he told God why he was angry, the 10 reasons. He said, Lord, I'm tired of being angry. Please take this from me. And after that, I said, okay, think about your wife now. Tell me how you feel. And he said, I love her. He said, I don't feel any anger anymore. And I asked him, I said, because of the intensity of his anger that he had, of course, it's normal to be angry when somebody has an affair, a spouse does, but the intensity was so much that I thought that probably was a previous time that he was angry. And I said, when is the first time you felt that kind of intense anger? He said, age 6, when my mother had an affair, and she left us, she abandoned us, and ran off with another man, and she got hooked on drugs, and she went from man to man, and these men abused her, then they left her. And so we identified 6 reasons for his anger at his mother, and I led him in a prayer. He said he wanted to get rid of his anger. I led him in a prayer, and he told God the 6 reasons for his anger. He said, I'm tired of being angry. Please take this from me. And after that, I said, okay, think about your mother now. Tell me how you feel. And he said, I feel the anger going away as we were talking. I asked him a moment later, I said, now how do you feel? He said, I love her. She's my mom. I said, so how do you feel now when you think about that incident in your life at age 6? And he said, I feel great. Now, that's the kind of thing I see all the time. I've done this hundreds and hundreds of times with people. I know it sounds too simple, but it just works. I guarantee it works when people sincerely want to get rid of their anger and make a list and give it to God, it goes away.
With us on This Week in America is Dr. Jim Gardner. Stopping America's Violence Epidemic, How the Church Can Save America is his book. The book's available at his website, treatingpain.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, of course, thisweekinamerica.us. Does this approach work for everyone, or does it need to be a specific group that's receptive?
Well, I found that it works with anyone who's willing to try it. You know, if there's a person who just says, well, you know, I don't believe in prayer, I don't do it, and they're not interested at all, I'm not going to try it with them. I'm not going to force it on them. But if the person's willing to try, if they really want help with their anger, and they want to get rid of that, they can. It works with grief. It works with anger. And I found people that even were told me they were atheists, but they were desperately looking for help to get rid of their grief or get rid of their anger. And as I walked them through that, I said, if you will sincerely go through this and do it, you will see what will happen. And they did. And as they went through it and actually seriously attempted to talk with God and give their anger to God or give their grief to God, they found that it just evaporated, just disappeared, and it was gone. So people who are willing to give it a try, people who are sincerely looking for help, who are willing to give it a try, it will work for them.
You talk about grief as a contributing factor in causing violence. Talk a little bit about that correlation, that connection between grief and violence.
Yes, that's what I found is that many people experience anger. And of course, there's nothing wrong with being angry. Anger is a normal emotion. It's not a mental illness. And grief also is not a mental illness. It's a normal emotion that people experience. But there are a lot of angry people that do become violent without grief. But what I found with the people I've worked with, as well as the cases that you hear about on the news, is when you look closer, you find out that not only are these angry people, but something triggers them. Something happens. It's a breakup oftentimes of a relationship, a close relationship, a girlfriend, or a loss, a significant loss, such as in a divorce, or a loss of some close loved one that triggers them off. At that point in time, the person's not only angry, but they have all this intense emotion. And that's when they're most vulnerable to going out and doing something. So I've spoken with many, many people. I've had many clients who had violent impulses, had violent thoughts. And I always found the same thing. There's all this build up of anger from the past, as well as some more immediate loss of some sort that has triggered them off and makes them feel violent. They want to do something to explode. And so I find the combination is what usually leaves people feeling violent.
Are we ever able to resolve our grief completely, do you think?
Well, you know, if you'd asked me that 20 years ago, I probably would have said no before I learned how to do this, because I had never experienced it. I'd never seen it. In my years of practice as a counselor, I saw a lot of people who had grief issues, and many people go to counseling for grief-related issues. But once I began to do this, I was shocked and I was surprised to see that people that had grief for years and years and were unable to resolve it, they were able, once I walked into this process, that they were able to completely release that grief. And I know many of my fellow professionals would disagree with me because they've never seen that. And I had never seen it before either. But now I've seen people with intense grief from serious losses that they've had, such as the loss of a child, and they carried that for a long time. Even if there are people of faith that have strong beliefs in God, they believe their child is in heaven and they're going to see him again, they still have a lot of grief. They just miss the person. But when I take them through this process and I help them to write out a list of all the things they miss about that person very thoroughly, and then when they say a little prayer and ask God to take that grief from them, it goes away. And so sometimes I have to do it a second time. We'll get most of it. They feel a lot better, but there's still some grief they feel. I'll make another list, and we'll do it a second time until we get it all. And then once they've done it, I've seen it goes away. And I follow up with them afterwards to find out if they still have some grief or not. And but once we've done it thoroughly, it goes completely away.
In dealing with this whole concept we're talking about in the book of Stopping America's Violence Epidemic, How the Church Can Save America by Dr. Jim Gardner, how does this differ from the Bible's teaching about forgiveness?
Well, that's a good question. I do have a lot of religious clients and people who are church-going people and have strong faith. And, of course, many of them get they're exposed to that concept of forgiveness in the Bible. And but when I walk people through this process, have them make a list of all the reasons why they're angry, the anger goes away. Many times they will say, well, do I have to forgive them now? And I'll say, do you feel any anger toward them? And they'll say, no, I don't. And I'll say, well, that is forgiveness. It really, it's a simple way to help people learn to forgive.
With us on the program, Dr. Jim Gardner. His book is Stopping America's Violence Epidemic, How the Church Can Save America. His website is tradingpain.com. Couple minutes left in the program. The subtitle, How the Church Can Save America. How can the church get involved in what you're talking about? How do they become involved in this ministry?
Well, I believe the churches are the key to spreading this, because they already believe in the concept of forgiveness. They understand that that's a central concept and principle that's taught clearly in the Bible and in the example of Jesus. And so it's something that we should all be practicing. But they don't know how, in most cases, how to help people in a very simple and practical way to do it. Just tell somebody to forgive them doesn't often do much. And many people I've met have, in fact, told me they already forgave the person. But when I begin to talk with them about the person, then I begin to see that there's still some anger, some resentment that they weren't able to completely clear out. One example of that was a man that came to a group that I had from a nearby town, and he sat and listened because he said he came because he had an anger problem. He had a lovely family, he loved his job, he loved his church, life was good, but he was blowing up too often at his children. And so when he learned how to do this, it was amazing. He said that he had an abusive father, and he said he already forgave him. But when I asked him, give me some specifics about the abuse, he began talking about it, and he became very tearful, and there's a lot of emotion left there. So I helped him make up a list and give it to God in prayer, and when he did that, he became much more calm, and the anger problem that he had in blowing up toward his children went away. So the churches can teach forgiveness, but they need to break it down and make it very simple and practical for people to know how to do that. And I think churches are the key to that.
A minute or so left in the program, the book, Sapping America's Violence Epidemic. What is your vision for the book? How do you feel that society can a willingness to change and really maybe start eliminating this violence epidemic that we talk about in the country today?
Well, as I just mentioned, I think the key to it are the churches, that they need to preach this, they need to teach it, they need to practice it, you know. And I believe as the leaders of churches understand the importance of this, understand how it affects all of our lives, as they begin to practice it and to teach it, it's going to change that church dramatically. I mean, churches are full of people with normal problems, and every church is full of people with anger. As they begin to recognize that and realize how important it is, that if we're going to see the society change, we're going to have to start teaching it, practicing it in the churches. It will spread to the neighborhoods, to the society as they do that. And so as it's disseminated, as it's taught and practiced in the churches, I believe that will spread to our society. It's going to make a huge impact upon the society, but it's got to start, I think, with the church. I believe that every one of us is part of the problem, or we're part of the solution. If I have anger in my life and I haven't resolved that, I need to do that first of all. I need to take care of myself and make sure I don't have any unresolved anger from my past or the present. And I made a commitment to never let the sun go down my anger. There's a Bible verse in Ephesians 4:26 that says, "Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity." And so it teaches that principle that anger is okay. It's normal. Jesus felt anger. But be angry, and yet do not sin. We have to be careful not to let it lead us into doing things that we regret later. But third, do not let the sun go down your anger. And so I practice that. I believe that, and I believe the churches can spread that. And I believe that as they do that, and more people in the church all across our country begin to do that, it will have a huge impact upon our society and reduce the level of anger that we have.
It's a groundbreaking, important book based upon 40 years of experience as a mental health professional. The author, Dr. Jim Gardner, the book is Stopping America's Violence Epidemic, How the Church Can Save America. The book is available, of course, at Amazon, wherever books are sold. You'll find it at Dr. Gardner's website, tradingpain.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Dr. Gardner's website. Dr. Gardner, a very important book. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today. It's been a pleasure having you with us.
Thank you so much. I've been very happy and pleased to be with you.
Well, it's been our pleasure. And the book, once again, is Stopping America's Violence Epidemic, How the Church Can Save America, Be Part of the Solution, Not the Problem. The author is Dr. Jim Gardner. Books available at Amazon and the doctor's website, tradingpain.com. Of course, you can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for all the information. Back on today's program, right after these messages.